Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's 10:09 WTIC News Talk 1080. Will Marotti Show. Will Marotti, your host. Matt Sorois at the Master Control Panel, taking your calls, making sure the show stays on tempo and correct. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Again, I just want to bring this story up that was brought to my attention by my crack researcher today. Supreme Court to hear challenge to federal vax mandate. See, Here's what I think is going to happen. I hate to say this, but I think the court is going to back Biden on this one. I think the court's going to say that federal healthcare workers have to get vaccinated, large employers have to get vaccinated. But that's going to be bad for Biden. That's going to be bad news for Biden. It's going to drive his approval ratings even lower. Why do I think that? Because I think we've got some wolves and sheep Supreme Court Justice office here. Roberts, you can't trust Roberts anymore. He's completely proven himself unreliable. And I hate to say it, I think Kavanaugh might be on that side of the fence. All the hoopla about Kavanaugh, he has not turned out to be a terrific judge so far on the conservative side. So anyway, we'll see what happens. But that's, and I wonder, maybe if you know this answer, that this is being taken up on what is being described as an emergency basis. Does that mean it'll have an emergency quickness in terms of answer? Do we have to wait till June for the rest of the answers? That's the question I have. All right, let's go to the calls. Let's go to Rudy in Florida for the daily Florida update. Rudy.
Hey, good morning. I was telling Matt I hurt my back. I keep hearing all these reports of shoveling snow.
Yeah.
And all that pain is coming down to Florida and hurting my back. But to clear two things, George brought up car batteries.
Yes.
Down here, my Subaru up there, I had 140,000 miles and it was 4 years old when I had changed the factory battery.
Yeah.
Down here, my new car, the heat, and I drive the same amount down here. I drive a lot.
Yeah.
The heat saps your battery every 2 years.
Extreme heat and extreme cold have the same effect on batteries. That's why, you know, AAA is so active in the wintertime when it's super cold. You get the first 0 degree day, AAA's all over the place. Same thing, you get 195 plus day up here, AAA's everywhere. Heat and cold, bad for batteries.
If you got to replace your Tesla batteries every 2 or 3 years in Florida, that's a great expense.
Have you heard how much those are, Rudy? How much are Tesla batteries?
Something like $4,000 to $6,000 to replace them.
Gosh.
Yeah. Also, I've looked back. I realized after the election, despite anyone complaining, the hooligans, whatever happened, that nothing was going to change what happened in 2020. And you're correct. It needs to be put behind everybody because the next election is in 10 months.
Yeah.
And hopefully this COVID thing won't get us back into the let's mail ballots out to everyone and stay home, because they're standing in line trying to get tested for 6 hours. They could go vote in person.
Well, but again, that's what they want. This is why you want to put big bills out there. You want to put $4 or $5 trillion COVID bills out, because they're ripe for fraud. And you see now all the COVID money that's being stolen and was misappropriated. You see the reports of that coming now. Same thing. You want to get a lot of ballots out there because there's more room for fraud. The more ballots, the more activity you have, there's more room for fraud. And that's what Democrats like. They like fraud, and they want to have as many mail-in ballots as possible.
So my topic was COVID. We've been doing this for 2 years, Pastor Will. You and I on the radio. Joe Simsbury.
Yeah. Two years.
And no one's doing anything, and nothing's working. Nothing is working. It's pathetic what they're doing at Cornell. It's pathetic that people are rushing to get boosters when they keep failing. And people, we need to start living. You got to push back.
You got to learn how to live with COVID, yes.
And there's no Republicans standing up. And here's my fear. My gut instinct is what you just said about Supreme Court. If they back Biden... Mm-hmm. This country is done. There is no way that it's discriminatory to pick on businesses with 100 employees or more. He has to mandate everybody that works in public. You're going to collapse our economy. I'm going to tell you right now, the majority of my restaurant is not vaccinated, and they are not going to go pay out of pocket to get tested every week.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, that's why you guys have a blessing in Governor DeSantis. We need more governors to stand up and say, no, I'm going to run my state the way we want to run our state.
No, this trumps Governor DeSantis. There's nothing, if Supreme Court sides with Biden, because DeSantis is in this lawsuit, all these states, Jay Sekulow, the Heritage Foundation, they're all in this lawsuit. If the Supreme Court turns it down, my job is going to make us go out and get paid out of our pocket to get tested once a week to show up at work.
Then let's hope I'm wrong. Let's hope the Supreme Court does the right thing and says, have a nice day.
They're going to do this, but this is what's going to happen. I don't care. Every restaurant in my city is at 50% or less staffing. There is plenty of Joe from Simsbury's mom-and-pop bars and diners and restaurants that we could go work at. You're going to see the collapse of the Outbacks, the Olive Gardens, the Big Y supermarkets, the Walmarts. They are going to lose so many staff.
Use your gift cards while you can, Rudy. If you have any Outback gift cards, or use them. Olive Garden, use them now. Use them now before it's too late.
Our economy.
Yeah. No, I think we're going to be all right, Rudy. Honestly, I know all the things you're saying are possible, but I believe that Omicron is going to prove to be a blessing in disguise because it's so contagious. Everybody's getting it. You're going to have natural immunity, and this thing's going to burn itself out. I really believe that's going to happen. All viruses mutate into weaker forms. That's the history of viruses. You're not going to see these kind of viruses with, you know, it's going to be like the flu. You're going to have the flu. You're going to have COVID. It's going to be, we have to learn how to live with it.
Final thing, Will. But you're seeing them getting stricter on college campuses than they ever have been. And you're seeing 8-hour lines of cars of people scared of catching nothing, catching something that gives them the sniffles. We're getting worse. We have been so molded and shaped and conformed to hide from this COVID. It's getting worse again.
But the daylight is starting to crack through the media. You're starting to see media reports now, of all places, The Atlantic. You're seeing questions coming up now you haven't seen in 2 years. People are going to, and I'm talking about the college campuses, right? You know what's going to fix the college campuses? Down enrollment. When people start going, you know, heck with this, I'm not going to Cornell, I'm going to go somewhere else, and Cornell starts losing students over this, I'm telling you, parents aren't going to put up with it. We're going
to
be okay. We really are.
Transfer to the Florida university system. I'll give Joe Simsbury credit. He sent his son to college in Florida for this exact reason.
Yeah.
And he was smart to do it.
Parents are smart. They're not going to be messed around with. And Cornell's going to, they're going to rue the day that they started this policy. I'll tell you right now. Thank you very much. Let's go to Frank in Woodbridge. Frank, give us some good news, buddy.
Well, more news about Fauci. Under his watch, 40 million people are dead. And I believe he's responsible for most of them.
You're saying between HIV and COVID?
Yes, and all the other stuff, Ebola, H1. How is this guy supposedly a genius when under his watch 40 million people are dead?
And how is this guy going to retire with the largest U.S. Government pension in
history? No,
he
isn't going to get the pension because his retirement will be a ride to the cemetery. He's not going to get out.
Well, let's hope. You know, Jimmy Hoffa, you know.
Well, that's, well, let's don't think positive here. But you know what really makes me angry about
the Irishman?
He's a criminal.
Yeah, no,
he's not going to serve 1 second in prison because he's very shrewd and he has powerful friends.
Yeah.
And I met a guy in 1972 who was just like Fauci, a criminal, very shrewd. He never spent 1 second in prison. And that guy's name was Carlo Gambino. Fauci's the Carlo Gambino of disease. Neither one of them will answer on this earth. But
well, I'm gonna have trust in God, and I'm gonna believe that.
Well, they
God
are.
Will do
well,
the right
both
thing.
Of them. Well, he. Well, Carlo already answered, and Fauci is gonna have to answer before yeah, God. That's our
I just,
only.
How
hope.
do you reward this guy?
Unbelievable.
With the largest government pension in history.
Well, because it's just mind boggling. Well, first of all, you have to retire to get the pension, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but well, think of how much money he's still getting because of HIV patents. Think of how much money he's getting because of vaccines. You know he's on the take.
Change. He's a
you know he's on the take with these vaccine companies.
I don't know if he's still married, though. I don't hear anything about his wife. So if he dies, the pension supposedly goes to her.
Yes.
But I don't hear anything about his wife, do you?
I've never even heard about his family at all. Nothing.
Well, he's
zero.
Got three daughters. Yeah. They're all married. He's got grandchildren.
Yeah.
But I don't hear anything about his wife. Now, his wife could be gone, so which means if he doesn't retire, we won't have to pay for it. The taxpayers won't get stuck with that pension.
Wouldn't it be great if we didn't get stuck with that bill? Frank, thanks a lot. I got to take a break. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, let's take a quick break, a couple commercials. 800-966-9842, 860-522. 9842. First time caller Friday. If you never called before, this is your day. All you got to do is your name, where do you live, and is your road plowed yet? It's all we need to know. You've been wanting to call. Matt's waiting to take your call. He'll be easy with you, gentle. It's going to be a great experience. Give us a call when we get back.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
You know, truth matters. Facts matter. And I think for Democrats to be losing their minds still over January 6th, very wrong. We don't function that way. We're not approving anything. We're not condoning anything. But to put all the focus and all the attention and all the speeches on January 6th, but to completely ignore the peaceful protests of 2020 is not right. Now, let me tell you the people that died in connection with the Capitol riot. Benjamin Phillips was a Trump supporter at the insurrection event of January 6th, he died of a stroke. Roseanne Boylan, who never got in the building, was crushed by a stampede of people. Kevin Greeson died of a heart attack on January 6th. The only person who was actually murdered on January 6th, was an Air Force veteran, unarmed, shot and killed by a Capitol Police officer whose name was Ashley Babbitt. And the officer that supposedly died because he was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, later was found out that that wasn't true. Brian Sicknick, a Capitol Police officer, died of a series of strokes. Autopsy reports tell us. And then, which is a tragedy. But that's it. Five people died on January 6th. Only one was murdered. Let's go back to the summer and fall of 2020. The most expensive damage ever in the history of the United States. Nearly $2 billion in property damage. You have to go back to 1992 and the Rodney King beating to find anything even close to that, and that was well under that dollar amount. That's the second highest property damage event in U.S. history. Well, let's talk about June 2nd, 2020, when a 77-year-old retired police captain was murdered while trying to stop a burglary of a pawn shop in St. Louis. Let's talk about the other 17 people who died during the spring, summer, and fall of 2020 with the peaceful protests. Let's talk about the church, the historic church in Washington, D.C. that was almost burned down by the peaceful protesters. So if you're going to talk about January 6th, you ought to at least acknowledge the damage and death that was done, far surpassing anything that was done on January 6th in the peaceful protest time of 2020. And Kamala Harris, if you're going to try to make some moral equivalency between January 6th and 9/11, you should be thrown out of office because you're a moron. Or as Reba would say, you're a moron. So I hate this the stage acting that goes on and the pomp and circumstance. It plays into the Democrats' playbook, but it's not true. I don't know who was behind the January 6th riots. I don't support them. I was terrified when I watched on TV, just like everybody else was. I don't know if Donald Trump was involved, but the same people that are saying that Donald Trump was involved are the same lying, cheating, stealing boogers that for 2 years wasted our money and held up the Russian collusion story, only to have it entirely debunked. And the only people who are colluding with the Russians is Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. So I'm not ready to fall for, oh, Trump did it again. Just a little contrast for you here on the Will Marotti Show. Let's go to Cromwell and Gene. Gene, welcome to the show. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, hi. Hi, Professor Will. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So are you a first-time caller by any chance?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah. And you're where, in Cromwell?
I'm in Cromwell, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We love Cromwell. How much snow did you get in Cromwell, Gene?
Oh, I think maybe about 8 inches or so.
And where you live, are your roads plowed yet?
Well, they plowed them pretty early, before most of the roads, before most of the snow came. Okay. But then we had about maybe, I'm guessing maybe about 8 inches of snow since then. I'm plowing it right now. I just taking a quick break, and I'll be through in a few minutes, and then sort of see if my neighbors are all okay.
Yeah, good. That's nice. You're a nice neighbor. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. It's good to talk to you.
Well, thanks for calling in, Gene. We really appreciate first time callers. Thank you so much. Be a second time caller. All right.
I will. I
call back again. We appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, yes. Thank you. First time caller Friday, and we've got people responding to that. We love it. Thank you very much. Let's see. We've had another death reported here, a famous person of some sort. Sidney Poitier, 94, has passed away to Sir with Love, I think, right? He was in the Heat of the Night. He was the original black police officer in the Heat of the Night, that movie. And to Sir with Love, Sidney Poitier, 94. Let's see. Lily's in the Field, another famous movie he was in. Anyway, so that's that. All right, we're going to take a break for news, come back. Last half hour, open phone lines, 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Love to hear from you. First time caller Friday. Give us a call. Tell us where you live. Have they plowed your snow yet? That's all we need to know. We'll be right back.
This is the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Of phone calls coming in. Be patient. Matt will hop on those calls, and everybody will get a chance. First-time caller Friday. We'd like to be able to talk with you as a first-time caller. We'd like to find out where you live, how much snow did you get, are your roads plowed? 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Let's see. I'm just checking on my mail here, see if anything. Anything new has popped up? Anything interesting has popped up? I think, I don't know. I talked earlier, first part of the show, talk about Connecticut wanting to send COVID positive patients into nursing home again. We didn't learn the first go round. We didn't learn the first go round of how insane that was and how many people died because of that here in New York and other places. I mean, I don't know. Just it's crazy to me, but I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I mentioned this, and this appeared in Newsweek. It was an article in Newsweek, and I said that I think the Omicron virus might be the variant. Omicron variant might be kind of a godsend in a way, because a blessing in disguise, because of the fact that it is very contagious. Lots of people are getting it. You certainly know more people that have COVID now than you did the first round, don't you? A lot of people have COVID. And it's more kids are getting COVID. The good thing, the good news is that the symptoms are way less common cold symptoms for the most part. Now, again, if you're older, if you have comorbidities, you're at greater risk, even with the Omicron variant, then just like the first go round. But for the most part, people are getting COVID. They're getting over it. They're fine. Quarantine's down to 5 days. CDC says if you're fully vaccinated, you come in contact with a COVID positive person. They don't need the you don't need to quarantine. That's helping people. This story in Newsweek, Omicron may be the harbinger of the end of COVID's epidemic phase. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great if it was done, it was over, and we could just go on with life, get back? But we have to, either way, folks, make no mistake about it. We got to learn how to live with COVID. COVID's going to be with us forever. It's just going to be like the flu. It's going to be a new flu. And so you're going to get a flu shot every year. You're going to, you know, your doctor's going to want you to get a flu shot every year. Your doctor's going to get a COVID shot every year. Hopefully we're not going to have to get boosted every 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. Can't be done. They can't keep up with it. And I don't even know if it's good for us. We don't know yet. So all those things yet to be answered. But wouldn't it be great when we get back to normal, if there is such a thing. Let's go to Glastonbury and Mike. Mike, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Pastor.
Hi. How you doing?
Fine. I just had a vigorous half-morning shoveling snow.
Yeah, right? How about seriously. Snowblower? How about the snowblower?
The snowblower is sitting covered up with a lot of snow on top of the tarp, and I have a perverse pleasure in
you like shoveling,
doing certain things the hard way, but I think that means I was born in New England, so.
Hey, so what's on your mind?
Yeah. Did you happen to hear any part of the president's speech yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very well written and a total lie, basically, about these desperados, none of whom has been specifically charged with anything. And did you know this term called dieseling a person? They take the prisoner and they move him all around the country so that the authorities can't keep track of him.
Oh, is that what's happening with some?
Well, this has been done to people for years.
Yeah.
There was, for example, a creationist minister who had a museum which depicted human beings living and existing along with early creatures on Earth like dinosaurs. Academic people protested this. The IRS went after the guy. They gave him a terribly tough time, and they dieseled him from state to different federal prisons so that people, including lawyers, could never interview him and file court actions on his behalf. In other words, when somebody is a problem to the government, they keep making the person disappear. That's what dieseling is.
Okay.
So anyway, the speech yesterday was very colorful, and I got to thinking, and you know who? The Soviet Union had a scientist who's kind of the equivalent of today's Dr. Fauci. You can probably Google this name. Did you ever hear of Dr. Lysenko?
You know what? I've heard the name. I can't say much about
it. Okay, Lysenko was the official scientific, again in quote marks, expert on evolution and natural science and all kinds of things. In other words, just as a variety of people have been saying, trust the science, trust the science. Lysenko said that all the time, and he was Stalin's favorite. Mm-hmm. Millions of people died because of Lysenko. Great amounts of crop failure,
sure.
Starvation, terrible government programs where they tried to grow wheat in the Arctic, seriously. And finally, he was discredited, but it was hard to officially remove a person who was the favorite of the boss.
Right, right.
And basically, there's a hierarchy of belief, and you know this very well because you deal with human psychology in the form of people's faith and belief, and everybody at a certain point has to rely upon trust as well as evidence to feel that their perspective on things is generally a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look up Dr. Lysenko sometime. And finally, I saw a lot of official Russian movies when I was a kid. And basically, the scenes are out of history, but it's Soviet history. So, for example, if you ever heard of the storming of the Winter Palace mm-hmm. in 1917,
mm-hmm.
it's all there recreated, but it didn't happen that way. There was no big gun battle with heroics. The revolutionaries basically walked in and occupied the place.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't stop the official movies, and there were even huge paintings of Stalin during World War II, up at the front lines with a gun. I mean, come on.
Well, I'm looking up, I've looked up now Dr. Lysenko, and not a pleasant character. And
but
he was
the official scientist.
But the official scientist. And I bet you, I don't know who that would have been, but I'm assuming Hitler had an official scientist. Yeah,
I think people hide behind the science thing.
Because it makes people sound smart and trustworthy when they claim they're relying on science.
Yes, and there were several different forms of science that the National Socialists in Germany trusted in too,
mm-hmm.
and the types they didn't like were officially described as Jewish science. So one of the Nazi slogans was, if you put the Führer's brain on one end and all of the scientists at the other, in which direction would the brains tip? And the idea is, another second Nazi slogan, the Führer is always right.
Yeah.
This just shuts everybody up, and then everybody has a chance to just be obedient.
But let me ask you this, Mike. Do you not think, because I'm reading it, I'm seeing break cracks of daylight coming through articles. I think people are really waking up
well,
the shenanigans that are going on. And I don't think the American people can be put under mass psychosis as Germany did in the 30s.
Oh, we've been under mass psychosis for 75 years, but we can't admit to it.
Okay.
We can't admit to it.
Mike, listen, I've got some other callers.
I'm not saying we're more virtuous because we held the line against barbarism and everything. I'm just saying we're very stubborn and we have more faith, and in that sense, we're going to hate to be embarrassed, but there's going to be embarrassed people around for years. There
always has been. But I think we're going to break through, Mike. I really do. I think we're going to break through. I want to, as always, thank you for your call. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Last 10 minutes of Will Marotti Show. Oh, my gosh, it's almost over. Oh, let me take a deep breath here. Let's go to Steve in Springfield.
Hi, how are you doing?
I can't wait, Steve. I'm waiting with bated breath for what you have to share.
I heard a really disturbing thing with the whole controversy with Ted Cruz. He has never been to visit any of these Capitol riot protesters who have been languishing in solitary confinement. You know, I'm ashamed of this country. I'm ashamed of the Republican Party. They need to get off their butts and visit the people that have been languishing, some for 4 months up to a year in solitary confinement. What, we don't have due process for Republicans? People need to wake up.
We should. I agree with you. I mean, there's seven people in Connecticut that still have trials pending against them. So charges pending against them. And I've heard about these. I don't know how many there are, but I know that these people are in solitary confinement. And you're right. And I don't know how we justify that. We should. This shouldn't happen. And it should be straightened up.
I'm rounding up my list of Republican congressmen, and I am going to be ringing their phone off the hook. Because
good.
If we're going to be a banana republic, I'm going to go down screaming at them.
Good, good. I you know what, Steve? I'm actually in agreement with you, and I'm glad that you called. Thank you very much. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. I just saw this story today. Talking about yesterday, there's seven Connecticut residents who have had charges brought against them, and nothing's happened yet. The trials have not taken place. They've been charged, but there's been no trial, no speedy trial, no quick trial here. And I wonder what's the holdup? What's going on? Some of them haven't even committed a crime, and it says in the article they've not even been charged, haven't committed a crime. But yet their cases are still pending. People that were there, they were seen in Facebook, and that's the extent. They were there, seen on Facebook, and arrested and charged. And here we are, 7 months later, a year later, a full year later, and nothing's happened. So I don't know what's going on. Sounds like typical Democrat shenanigans to me, but that's just me. Let's go to the center of the universe and Charles. Charles, welcome to the show.
Pastor, I agree with what you said just now, and it's so true. Even with, we're still waiting for about Benghazi, right?
No, we'll never get the truth there.
I know. So anyways, I just was asking, Matthew, I heard another talk show host I brought up about Pelosi was told by a higher authority with security that this possibility of this thing happening, to have extra security, and she didn't get it. Now, the talk show host I spoke with yesterday, he's very good like you. He's very reliable. And he said, he said after I hung up, he says that he checked into that and that wasn't true. Do you know anything about that?
I've heard the charge. I don't know it's true. I also heard that 2 weeks before this happened, President Trump called out National Guard troops, and that wasn't heeded.
That wasn't
so,
true?
I don't know. I don't know the truth here, Charles, but I know this. I know Democrats are zero-sum kind of people. They don't care who gets hurt. They don't care what damage is done as long as they win.
Benghazi ambassador that was there that got killed. That's
right.
That's
ambassador Chris Stevens was his name?
Anderson, I forget. But
if you're going to tell me...
The Marines were told to stay down that day, too, and all that.
If you're a Democrat and you're going to give me all this stuff about January 6th, you're going to tell me Trump's involved, I'm going to first of all say to you, oh, yeah? How about Russian collusion? That nonsense for 2 years that you paraded in front of the American people. You wasted millions of dollars.
Of course.
How about the impeachment over the phone call
when
the person that was on the call said it was a legitimate call?
But even
so don't
Clinton,
I don't trust
well,
these
the
Democrats
Clinton,
in Washington.
Though, Pastor, be with Benghazi, but what about Waco, Texas, civilians? Were killed, children.
Well, they were, and a lot of wrong things were done there as well.
Tuesdays. They could have grabbed them then, and that's all Clinton. It's just sad what's happening with the Clinton. Clinton's people should never have office hold any kind of political office ever again.
Well, I don't know. Maybe your children.
All right, have a healthy, safe, blessed weekend. You're doing a great job, and I'm so glad you're back.
It's good to be back. Thank you,
Charles. And the snow is beautiful. Makes everything look pure.
It is. I know. only if it were true, right? Thank you, Charles. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842, the number. And I'd like to get a couple more first-time callers. If you've never called the program before and you've thought about it, but you're obviously somewhat slightly intimidated because, people listen to you live. That's understandable. Matt's very easy to work with. You call in 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. And you call in and just give your name. So when you come on, here's what I'm going to ask. I want to know your name. What town do you live in? And how much snow did you get? Name what town. And did they plow? Let's throw that one in there. We've got to take a quick break. All right, so let's see. We're going to take a quick break, come back. Let's hopefully have some first-time callers when we return.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, and we're back. Glad to be back. First full week. We're just completing the first week of the Will Marotti Show, and thrilled to be back with you guys. Love this audience. Love Matt. Love working with Matt. And just thankful to TIC for inviting me to come back and making it happen, and appreciate it very, very much. Thank you to my mentors who I talked to, my church leadership who I talked to, and we all had a great plan and good to be back. Hey, let's go to a first-time caller from Burlington. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Hello, and welcome back.
Thank you. So you're in Burlington. How much snow did you get up there, Tracy?
We got about 8 inches.
And are your roads plowed yet?
It's all fluff, though.
Yeah, it's light stuff, isn't it?
It is.
Easy to move around.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you called. How long have you been in Burlington?
About 20 years.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, good.
And actually 21 in December, last December. But yeah. I've been a longtime listener, and okay. I appreciate you being back on. And I've liked all your stuff online. You see me every once in a while.
Yes.
No, I just figured I'd call and wish you good luck. And
I didn't realize you worked. I know where you work. I didn't realize you live in Burlington.
Yeah.
That's a drive.
you're still doing stuff with the Salvation Army, I assume.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I was very, very pleased to have a couple of days to try to raise some money for them. And it was fun. It was great. But, Tracy, thank you so much. I really appreciate your support
on social media. You have a great weekend, and it's great to talk to you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Hey, I think Tom Shattuck's out there. Let's grab Tom for a minute here and see. He's a real elitist, Tom Shattuck. Let's find out what Tom's talking about. Tom, you out there? Apparently not. Is he there? Tom, are you there? No. All right. The beauty of live radio, Matt, right? You try these things. Sometimes the couplings just don't work. Hey, listen, we're going to wrap it up, though. We're almost out of time anyway. So Tom Shattuck coming up. What a great lineup. You get local, all the way through, 5:35 through Todd Feinberg, 6 o'clock. It's great. But, guys, thank you so much for your support. Oh, Tom is there.
Hey, Pastor Will, I'm sorry about that.
Tom, how are you? Hey, listen, big problem for us.
What?
Older pudgy guys are not doing well with Omicron.
No, so, come on. Yeah. I got 3 shots.
Oh, you did? All right. You're all set then. You're all set. You're a 3-shotter. All right.
I can't get taken out in the late innings here. I mean, we've lasted this long.
I didn't want to be rude or anything, but I did say, well, I'm concerned about myself in the course of you as well. So
I'm just worried. I'm just trying to get through shoveling snow and surviving that.
Well, it's light, though. It's light snow, so it's not real bad. So it's good. But I had to have the dog sled bring me in this morning, and I almost killed the beagles. They were panting pretty hard after they got done pulling me in the
beagles. Look out for Fauci. He's going to want his hands on those beagles.
Right. Fauci hates. By another reason, don't like Fauci. He hates beagles, and he tested it and was killing beagles, that rotten scum.
No kidding.
What are you talking about today?
We're going to have more of the comedy happening at the State Capitol building and the U.S. Capitol building, where, of course, they had to have the cast of Hamilton, soothe them yesterday.
Yes. Do you think it's hypocritical that these people like Kamala Harris are willing to keep January 6th on the front burner, but not talk about anything concerning peaceful protests in 2020 when 18 people were killed and $2 billion worth of property damage was done?
Yeah, I would say that's hypocritical indeed. We'll talk about that, too.
All right, listen, hey, we're out of here. Thanks so much, guys. Tom Shattuck coming up next. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. Lord willing, I'll be here Monday morning, 9 o'clock. God bless you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.